Hey, what's the word? Welcome to The Dang Good Show. I'm your host with the most, Christine Dang, coming at you all the way from the hip and happening city of Vancouver, British Columbia in Canada. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that has the power to transform lives, self-awareness and self-love. In a world that can sometimes knock you off your feet, it's crucial to keep yourself grounded, connected, and utterly fulfilled. That's why I am beyond thrilled to explore these practices with all of you today. We're about to level up, my friends. Now, before we get into it, everything you're about to hear in this episode is rooted from real-life experiences. Yep, I've taken the wisdom gained from my own personal journey, combined it with the invaluable life experiences shared with me by extraordinary individuals I've met all over the world. From the bustling streets of Seoul to the serene beaches of Vietnam, these stories have shaped my perspectives and ignited a passion within me to explore the depths of self-discovery. This is what this podcast is all about. To learn how to tap into our inner strength. Now, most of you will agree when I say that life is like a roller coaster filled with unexpected twists and turns. But here's a secret sauce. Instead of calling them mere obstacles, let's reframe them as opportunities. That's right, folks. Opportunities to push us to new heights, opportunity that light a fire within us, and opportunity that infuses our lives with hope and endless possibilities. After all, we're all striving to boost our confidence and muster up the courage to tackle any opportunity that comes our way. Now, you know what? I absolutely adore opportunities because they're infused with hope and promises. These practices aren't just ordinary buzzwords. They're the secret sauce to navigating this crazy whirlwind of modern life, forging unbreakable connections, and tapping into the wellspring of creativity and resilience. Whether you're a newbie craving a taste of self-discovery or a seasoned champion of personal growth, this podcast is your golden ticket to greatness. So, my incredible crew, kick back, chillax, and prepare to be blown away as we embark on this epic quest to unlock the secrets of living a dang good life. And here's a little extra bonus for you. If you want to keep up with me beyond the show, make sure to follow my adventures on Instagram at Christine_Dang and check out the wonders waiting for you at c-dang.com. Can't wait to see you all there. So I'm going to start by sharing a personal story of how self-awareness and self-love saved me in so many ways. And let me tell you, every day I learn something about myself, my strengths, my fears, my thoughts, and what triggers my emotions while asking myself how I can handle it better next time. I don't think you can ever stop learning. Now, growing up, I've struggled with feelings of self-doubt and insecurities. I often felt lost and unsure of who I was and what I wanted out of life, but one day, I stumbled upon an article about the importance of self-awareness and self-love. Intrigued, I began to explore these concepts further, reading books, attending workshops, and talking to friends and mentors. As I learned more about self-awareness, I started to pay closer attention to my thoughts, my feelings, and behaviors. I noticed patterns and triggers, and I began to understand how they affected my relationships and my overall well-being. I can't tell you how many times I've been in the dark, deep dark end, and the work I had to put in to pull myself out. With a deeper understanding of myself, I was able to start practicing self-love. I learned to treat myself with kindness and compassion, and I began to prioritize my own needs and desires. I set boundaries with friends and families, learned to say no when I needed to, and made time for activities that brought me joy and fulfillment. I also began to practice gratitude, focusing on the positive aspects of my life and celebrating my accomplishments. I took care of my physical health by eating well, exercising, and getting enough sleep. And when things didn't go as planned, I practiced self-compassion, treating myself with the same understanding and kindness I would offer a good friend. Because we all know how dark self-hatred and self-shaming could be. Now, over time, my practice of self-awareness and self-love transformed my life. I became more confident and resilient and developed deeper and more meaningful relationships with others. I found my passions and pursued my goals with renewed energy. And although I still face challenges and setbacks along the way, I know that by practicing self-awareness and self-love, I have the tools I need to navigate any obstacles that comes my way. Sorry, I meant opportunities. So why does self-awareness and self-love matter? And what incredible value do they bring into our lives? Being self-aware and practicing self-love are like the dynamic duel of emotional intelligence and overall well-being. They bring a whole lot to the table, my friends. Picture this. They give us a superpower of confidence and courage to face whatever life hurls our way. I don't know about you, but I used to believe that I had to prove my worthiness to others to feel confident. Boy, was I wrong. Let's break it down. Starting with self-awareness, it's all about recognizing and understanding our emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, and how they impact not only ourselves, but those around us. When we're self-aware, we can spot our strengths and weaknesses, uncover our deepest values and beliefs, and set meaningful goals. It's a journey that requires some serious inner work, but here's the secret sauce. It's through this process that we build confidence. Yeah, you heard me right. By facing our fears, quieting the chatter of what other might think, and humbly setting aside our ego and pride, we emerge stronger and more self-assured. Now, let's talk about self-love. It's like giving ourselves a big old bear hug of kindness, compassion, and respect. Self-love means embracing our true selves, recognizing our inherent worth, and making our needs and desires a priority. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button right now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you so much for your support. On Instagram, follow me at Christine_Dang, where I share aha moments and a few laughs. And lastly, if you want to find out more information about the show, visit thedanggoodshow.com. Let's get back to the show. When we practice self-love, we build a solid foundation of self-confidence, resilience, and sparkling positive outlook on life. But here's where the magic really happens. When we combine self-awareness and with self-love, we tap into something extraordinary. We become finely attuned into our own needs and desires, equipped to navigate the stormy seas of challenging emotions, and empowered to make choices that align with our core values and dreams. Plus, we become relationship superheroes, forming healthy connections not only with ourselves, but also with the incredible humans around us. Now, speaking of incredible humans around us, have you ever met someone who was so sure of themselves and find them attractive? Not in a, oh my god, I want to marry you type of way, but in a way that inspires you. It's almost downright mesmerizing because the magic of self-love and self-awareness extend beyond the surface in countless ways. First and foremost, these individuals who embrace self-love and self-awareness radiate an irresistible aura of confidence, authenticity, and self-assurance. They practically glow, lighting up any room they enter. It's no wonder people are irresistibly drawn to those who embody such positivity and unwavering self-belief. But that's not all. Practicing self-love and self-awareness empowers them to foster healthier and more fulfilling relationships. They effortlessly set boundaries, communicate with finesse, and build connections based on empathy and support. This emotional intelligence acts as a magnetic force, effortlessly attracting others who crave genuine and meaningful connections. On top of that, their unwavering resilience in the face of challenges and their curiosity towards life, people can't help but be drawn to their magnetic energy. Now, let's address the crucial point. While self-love and self-awareness are undeniably attractive qualities, There can be a fine line between confidence and crossing over into the territory of narcissism. So how do we strike the right balance to prevent ourselves from becoming self-obsessed? The key lies in cultivating a healthy dose of humility alongside self-love and self-awareness. It's about recognizing our strengths and accomplishments without belittling or dismissing the worth of others. Let me repeat that. Recognizing our strengths and accomplishments without belittling or dismissing the worth of others. Genuine self-love embraces the beauty and uniqueness within us while celebrating the beauty and uniqueness in others. Additionally, maintaining a strong sense of empathy and compassion helps us stay grounded and connected to the experiences and feelings of those around us. By valuing and respecting other people's perspectives, we avoid the trap of becoming self-absorbed and dismissive of their needs. It also involves being honest with ourselves, acknowledging our flaws and areas for growth, embracing constructive feedback, and actively working on personal development helps us stay humble and open to continual growth. Now, here's a few tips to help you balance self-awareness and self-love without becoming a narcissist. 1. Practice empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. By putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you can develop a greater understanding of their experiences and perspectives, which can help you become more compassionate and less self-centered. 2. Be open to feedback. Seek out feedback from others and be willing to listen to constructive criticism. This can help you identify areas where you need to improve and grow, which can increase your self-awareness and help you avoid becoming self-focused. This is where I put my pride and ego aside and listen with a curious mind. When we are curious, we learn better. 3, focus on relationships. Building strong, healthy relationships with others can help you stay grounded and connected in the world around you. By investing in your relationship, you can develop greater empathy and compassion, which can help you avoid becoming a narcissist. And 4, and last one, practice humility. Humility is the ability to recognize your limitations and mistakes and to acknowledge that others may know more than you do. By practicing humility, you can avoid becoming overly self-centered and focus on learning and growing. Remember to be curious. It's all about understanding, accepting yourselves while recognizing and respecting the uniqueness of others. By balancing these qualities of empathy, openness, relationship building, and humility, you can avoid becoming a narcissist and lead a more fulfilling life. And of course, I'm going to share with you a few examples of what I do daily of how I practice self-awareness and self-love. 1, keep a journal and practice gratitude. Writing a journal can help you reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Take a few minutes each day to jot down your thoughts and feelings, as well as any insights you gain about yourself. Because when you think about it, when we get lost in thought, well, it does just that. We get lost in thought. We get lost in the sauce and we don't even know how to stop our thought process. At least when you're writing things down, you are confirming your thoughts. And the magical thing about this is that my overthinking became less. Then at the end of the day, write 3 things you are grateful for. Gratitude is a practice of focusing on the positive aspects of your life. And you train your brain to look for the good instead of focusing on the bad things that's happening around you. Take a few minutes each day to write down a few things you're grateful for, whether it's a beautiful sunset, a good meal, or a supportive friend, or even someone opening the door for you. 2, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness, whether through meditation, deep breathing, or simply focusing on your surroundings. If you've been following me for the past 5 years, I've always talked about Headspace. It's an app I highly recommend you download. It changed my life and I wish I started sooner. Seriously. 3, set boundaries. This is so hard. This is so hard for me. Setting boundaries involve identifying your limits to play within it and communicating them to others. Take some time to think about what your needs and limits are and practice saying no when you need to. Number four, take care of your physical health. Self-love involves taking care of your body as well as your mind. Make time each day for exercise, eating healthy, and other activities that promote physical well-being. So many research says it could reverse diseases. Clear your mind, boost your energy, and makes you not only feel younger, but you actually look younger too. Number five, practice self-compassion. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things don't go as planned. Practice being gentle with yourself and avoid harsh self-criticism. Remember, self-awareness and self-love are ongoing practices that require patience and consistency. By incorporating these practices into your daily routine, you can develop a deeper understanding of yourself and cultivate a greater self-love and acceptance. So, my friends, let's remember that the true power of self-love and self-awareness lies in their ability to elevate not just ourselves, but those around us. By cultivating humility, empathy, and genuine appreciation for others, we strike a harmonious balance, avoiding the pitfalls of narcissism while embracing the transformative power of self-love and self-awareness. Lastly, we gotta surround ourselves with a diverse and supportive network of friends and loved ones to keep us in check. They can provide valuable insights and honest perspectives, ensuring that we remain accountable and aware of our actions and attitude. That is all for today, and that's all, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you would take some of these insights and practical tips with you as you continue on your own path of self-discovery and growth. Thank you for joining me on The Dang Good Show. Make sure you visit my website, thedanggoodshow.com, where you can subscribe to the show on Apple, Google, or Spotify, or wherever it is, just so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you find valuable information on the show, I would greatly appreciate it if you can give me a thumbs up and a good ratings on iTunes or whichever platform you're listening from. But even if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would totally help me out too. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm C. Dang. Signing out. I'll catch you next time.